have never before allowed their fighters to appear on Western television. The Israelis have already assassinated their former commander, and they bomb the Hezbollah bases almost daily. The Party of God is jealous of its security. These two men, less than 500 meters from an Israeli position in southern Lebanon, expect to die in their war against Israel.
فقتال إسرائيل هو واجب شرعي. أولاً للدفاع عن كرامتنا وللدفاع عن حقوقنا وعن أرضنا وعن الشعب جميعاً. يعني حزب الله هو ثورة، هو حركة جهادية، ليس تنظيم معين يسلكه جميع الناس، إنما هو خاص. هذا الباب هو خاص للمؤمنين فقط. فهذا هو انطلاقتي، يعني انطلاقتي في حزب الله انطلاقة عقيدة وانطلاق مفهوم في ذاتي أنا.
والعالم كله عم يتفرج وبيقول يا حرام إذا انجرحت لشي طفلي بإسرائيل بالسنة مرة بيقوم العالم كله بيقول، بس يوميا أطفالنا ونسائنا وشبابنا وشيوخنا عم يذبحوا وعم ينقصف عليهم بالقرى الآمنة وما حدا عم بيحرك ساكن. العدو الصهيوني نحن اللي عم نطلع نواجهه، مش هو عم بيواجهنا بقذائف وقذائف وصواريخ وما بتهمنا أبدا. نحن مبتغانا الشهادة، نحن عم نروح نواجهه، عم نقتحم قلب الحصون تبعه العدو مشان ننال الموت وننال الشهادة. وبنعتبر انه اللي الله ما وفقه يعني لا حول ولا قوة الا بالله، بيكون وفق انسان غيره الله اختاره، بيكون مقرب لله اكثر.
Sometimes Israeli civilians are also killed. How do you feel when you hear that an Israeli woman and child, for example, have been killed?
اي طفل بالعالم مش ضروري يكون مسلم، اذا مات بريء بتألم عليه اكيد وبتأسف، بس بالوقت ذاته بحمل المسؤولية لدولته، لأنه هي معتدية على شعبنا. يعني شعبنا له كل الحق أنه يرد، أنه يرد وين ما كان في حال انوجع الشعب. يعني وقت الإسرائيل بتيجي تقصف بطيرانة تقصف المدنيين وتقتل الأطفال والأبرياء، إذا شعبنا رد وعمل ردة فعل وراح من المدنيين عندهم، المسؤولية بتتحملها إسرائيل، مش شعبنا اللي عم بيدافع عن حقوقه وعن أرضه.
In Lebanon, in the Middle East as a whole, who do you hold responsible for the events that are taking place here?
واقعا في كلمة جوهرية قالها إمام الخميني المقدس، إن كل مصائبنا هي من أمريكا.
In southern Lebanon, the dead can be more important than the living. This cemetery in the village of Jibshit holds more dead Muslim guerrilla fighters per square meter than anywhere else in Lebanon. It's a place of reverence for the Shiites who live here, most of all to the relatives of the Hezbollah gunmen.
Was he afraid of death?
هو كان هاك، كان هو يتمنى هاك، هو كين يتمنى هاك، يظل يتمنى هو الشهاد، ومثل ما تمني الله عطاه.
Over the years, the Hezbollah and the civilians have not been the only victims of the Israelis in southern Lebanon.
Used to be an Irish position, which we had occupied in the central branch of village after you. Quite obviously, we haven't been here recently. And this was the very room where Corporal Dermot McLaughlin was killed. He had come back from leave, and he was sleeping here from the compound above Brashid compound. One Merkava, Israeli Merkava, fired a direct round here.
Israeli tank.
An Israeli tank, yeah. His comrades were down below. They tried to get up the stairs, but the rubble had blocked the entrance to the room. They could hear him screaming. And within 3 minutes, a second tank round from the same position came in. Anti-personnel flechette round and subsequently killed him.
Why?
This is the big question. We found out subsequently that the Israelis admitted it and the tank commander was disciplined. But to the actual reason why he did it, why they did it, no one seems to know. I suppose that they're trying to stop the locals from supporting Hezbollah. But
and does it succeed, this policy?
I don't really think so. I think if people are going to support any of those organizations, they will. And intimidating them by firing tank fire, I don't think will have any effect.
Are there still Merkava tanks up there? Are there still
A Merkava tank in the last 5 days has fired 7 direct tank rounds into another house further to our east.
In the same village?
In the same village, yeah.
And why?
We haven't got the explanation for that one either, I'm afraid, Bob.
This Red Cross delegate is taking a food parcel to a Muslim family in southern Lebanon, which has no need of it. Officially, the food is to help them because one of their sons has been imprisoned without trial by the Israelis. And by bringing it to this remote Shiite village, the Swiss Red Cross man is greeted with warmth rather than suspicion. The family has plenty of food. The package, though real enough, is a device to maintain contact between the Red Cross and those who have suffered at Israeli hands.
وجا من السعودية يعد له يوم كم يوم هوني ببلده عرفت كيف صارت القصة انه كان هو هوني وجد اسرائيل توأت البلد واخذت صار منهم اخذوا هو 6 اشخاص مش لحاله بس هوذيك طلعوا كل هون بقي هو لحاله من ابريخ ما في غير.
Deep inside Israel's occupation zone lies a place called Hiyam. Few in the West have heard of it, but in Lebanon, Hiyam is notorious. Beyond the eye of the camera, more than 300 Shiites, some of them captured guerrillas, are held here by Israel's militia allies in Lebanon. Other prisoners are relatives of suspected Hezbollah members. These rare pictures of the jail give no idea of the conditions inside. Torture, according to Amnesty International, has been routine.
سلكان كهربائيين أول مرحلة بالعذاب بحط السلكان بأصابع المعتقل يعني بحطوا السلكان بأصابع إيدي بحاول يعذبوني بهاي المرحلة إذا اعترفت عن أشياء هني بدهم إياها بيكون مش الحل إذا ما اعترفت بحاولوا ينقلوا الأساك الكهربائية أو من إيدي لديني للأذنين أو بحطوها باللسان بحاول يحطوا سلك كهربائي باللسان على أساس يتفاعل مع الجسم وبيكبوا على الأسلاك مي.
These people have basic rights which have to be granted. They have to be able to get in contact with their families. The ICRC must be allowed to visit them. And their cases have to be reviewed at least twice a year. And none of these rights are granted to these people.
What pressure can you bring to bear on the Israelis?
Our possibilities to make pressure are very small. We can ask and ask and ask again. That's what we are doing since the existence of Hiyam. The answer is still the same.
It sounds, in a way, the mystery you talk about of Hiyam prison, as if these people, in a way, are hostages.
It is that mystery which is used, as I told you, to get news, to get information, either about Israeli soldiers or people from their helping force in South Lebanon.
Because the Israelis, in fact, want to swap.
That's what everybody says, yeah.
Pascal, we used to hear an awful lot about Western hostages in Beirut. Why no fuss from anyone about these people? Well,
what do you expect from the international community? There are, since 25 years, occupied territories south of here. In 82, there was the Israeli invasion of Lebanon. Since 82, this part of South Lebanon is occupied by Israel as well. It's become a habit.
Hello, it's me, Robert Fisk, for Chabel. In English, en français, je suis Robert pour Chabel. Télévision.